Welcome to the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast, where we address tough questions head on, face our problems, and highlight our hopes by providing actionable planning steps to improve ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. Now, let's get logged in and get locked on to this episode of the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast. Hey everyone, Kevin Pennell here. Welcome back to the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast. Today, I'm going to dive into the fascinating field that impacts everything from our office chair to the airplane cockpit or to the nuclear power plant, human factors engineering. This was a key component, and my dad was a pioneer in this in how he helped make control rooms and nuclear reactors more safe, but it goes beyond nuclear power too. So on this 5-Minute Friday, let's talk about this thing that might sound fancy, but it's about designing systems and products with people in mind, people first. Humans are human, right? We get tired, we make mistakes, and sometimes the coffee pot just doesn't want to cooperate. This is where human factors engineering, also known as ergonomics, aims to bridge the gap between technology and our messy, wonderful human selves. By understanding our strengths, our weaknesses, our quirks, these human factors engineers can create things that are safer, more efficient, and dare I say, a little more delightful to use. So let's think outside the box. Think about the last time you wrestled with a confusing instruction manual or stared blankly at a control panel with a million buttons or had a program or a project with no process or framework. That's bad human factors engineering. But when it's done right, it's invisible because you just know it's going to work. For instance, imagine the fire alarm. Imagine in a panic situation, if that was some complex puzzle and you had to do 3 different things and push these buttons and pull these levers instead of this one bright red, easy to find thing that you just pull down. And now you know you've set the fire alarm off and hopefully help make people more safe. It's not just about physical design, though. Human factors engineering also considers mental workload, information processing, and even user experience, or especially user experience, I would say. Have you ever gotten frustrated with a website that takes forever to load or an app that just has a layout that is illogical? That's bad user experience. It can lead to errors and, of course, wasted time and money and be out of scope and get you off schedule. The most important aspect of human factors, though, is safety. And the safety aspect is a lot of what my father, George Pennell, focused on in the nuclear power industry for his 50-plus years, but also in medicine and healthcare where I work. Imagine a medical device that's confusing. The labels, our nurses don't understand how to use them, or a car with blind spots that are awful. These are design flaws that have serious or deadly consequences. But if we put more of the human factors in there, the principles, the engineers can minimize errors and create systems that protect people. Human factors isn't just about avoiding problems either. It's also about maximizing potential. So think about a comfortable office furniture. This furniture and its design help prevent fatigue, or imagine a software that anticipates your needs. These design elements can boost productivity and our well-being. Key takeaway is human factors engineering needs to be integrated into the design from the very beginning. Right, it's not an afterthought. We need to early on not just consider what's this system, but how are we going to change behaviors when we use the system? Because technology can do only so much, but humans can do so much more. And honestly, we can screw up so much more. So it shouldn't be an afterthought. Engineers, designers, psychologists, right, need to work together and create products that truly work for people, looking at how would someone think in this situation, or what have we seen from the data in the past? So the next time you interact with something, with a product, take a moment, consider its design. Is it intuitive? Does it feel safe and comfortable? If not, think about how human factors engineering could have improved the experience. Maybe give feedback to whoever made that product. There's tons of resources online about this fascinating field of human factors engineering. I'll drop some links in the show notes. Remember everybody, hope is not a plan, but good design can certainly make our lives a little bit easier, safer, and maybe even a little more enjoyable. I've enjoyed sharing this human factors engineering with you on this 5-Minute Friday. Thank you so much for listening to the previous episode about my father and his journey from the submarine service to being in nuclear power, and some truths, particularly some debunking nonsense about Three Mile Island and the dangers of nuclear power. I learned a lot of that growing up, and hopefully you all learned a lot of that by listening to the previous episode. You can listen to this podcast, past episodes, future ones at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, everywhere that you listen. Please subscribe, share, leave a review. Let me know how I'm doing. I really appreciate that. You can find me at Hopes Not a Plan on Instagram and Twitter, hopesnotaplan.com, Facebook and YouTube, Hope Is Not a Plan. Thank you so much for having a plan to listen to this podcast today. I hope your Friday is going very well and your weekend is a good one. Stay safe out there, everybody. Go talk to your parents, and I wish you all Godspeed.